Wouldn't you feel guilty? Feeling guilty is a very powerful emotion. It can leave us feeling depressed, ashamed, and even rejected. You might feel, thank you for remembering you and your church. It might make you feel isolated, unworthy of love. And many try to prove that they are good enough. That's sad. Some time ago I spoke of parents saying things to the children. Wish you weren't born. Wish we wouldn't have you. Wanted a boy instead of a girl. Wanted a girl instead of a boy. These are terrible things to say to children. Children feel unloved, unwanted. It's sad. It's terrible. And so these people grow up trying to get approval from people. Trying to feel accepted. They want to be accepted. They want you to just want to be loved. It's normal to just want to be loved. And it's just sad that these things happen today, but it does. It happens all over. So I want to talk about a few things quickly. Why do people feel guilty? Well, they may have a wrong view of God. Many people develop their view of the Lord from observing their earthly father. And if you had an earthly dad who was harsh or distant, you might imagine your heavenly father being the same way. And so they try to steer clear of God and attempt to win his approval by keeping certain standards. Church is another place where people develop some kind of wrong views of the Lord. Are you aware that some congregations focus on rules rather than on relationships? I came from a church like that. I'll never forget the list of don'ts that we got. You know, when I put my hand up and said, is there any do's on this list? I see this list of don'ts. Is there any do's? Is there anything we can do? I never forgot that in young people's Bible study meeting. We had this long list given to us. Let me tell you something. We need to develop a relationship with the Lord that's based on grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. It seemed like anything that was fun was sin. Did you grow up that way? That's how I grew up. Anything fun was sin. You know, and a lot of people can be left with that same sense. And if you're having enjoyment or getting enjoyment out of it, it must be sinful. And so we go through life wondering what we did wrong, trying to figure out where did it go wrong here? Well, sin is to blame for many things. The next one I want to talk about, moving on, is the missing message of grace. There's many that proclaim the gospel and will say that salvation is by grace, but then they preach that lives should change beforehand. That's why we come to Jesus, to be clean. You don't clean yourself before you come to him. Jesus does that job. You listen to me? He does that job. First of all, you can't get clean enough to be acceptable. You can use all the soap and borax you want. You ain't going to get clean enough to be acceptable. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. So you can't get clean enough. That's where Jesus comes in. We accept his righteousness because we don't have any of our own. Faith in Jesus makes it possible for us to be forgiven. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. Acts 16:31. We're saved through faith in him alone. Romans 10:9. Another scripture comes to my mind that would be very good for this. It would be Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1. Another thing I like to talk about is not knowing how to deal with sin. The Bible says we're to confess our sins to God. And we are not under condemnation. We're already forgiven because of what Jesus did at Calvary. Confession releases us from a sense of estrangement from God. It's designed to clear us of feelings of guilt. Can't let go of the past. Here's a good one. Can't let go of the past. You know, I told you some time ago that when David said my sin was ever before me, I couldn't figure that out. And it just was like a light came on. It was his memory. It was his memory of it. Remember, we first read in Isaiah 43:23, what does God do? What does God do? He said, I don't remember it anymore. So what are you doing remembering it? Hello? What are you doing? If God don't remember it, what are you doing? Yes, there's things that we're sorry for. Yes, there's things we've asked God to forgive us. But don't live every day and relive it. Don't keep reliving it. That's why you're feeling guilty, because you're reliving it. Let it go. Let it go. You've asked God to forgive you, and then the devil comes along and reminds you, huh? He comes along and reminds you. You know what you do to the devil? Listen, God forgave me for that a long time ago. You can accuse me all you want, but I say, God, forgive me. That's his business. You need to forget it. Let go of the past. The blood of Christ has made us righteous. And sometimes our actions aren't always righteous, but I can tell you our spirits are righteous in Christ. Sometimes we struggle with persistent shame over our past. And if you're one of those, you need to pray, Father, you promised to remember my sins no more. Thank you. And so by faith, I release all my past. It's washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that I am pure and holy in your sight. Not because of what I am, but because of who you are. Wow. Not because of what I am, but because of who you are. Here's another one. Can't distinguish between mistakes and sin. Sounds like a conversation between a husband and a wife. Sin is deliberate. It's a willful act done in rebellion to God. It's a decision we make knowing it was morally wrong. A mistake happens in the spur of the moment. All of us have made those kinds of slip-ups. Choices made without thinking through them properly, not considering the consequences. But like sins, mistakes should be brought to the Father. Admit that you had made a poor choice. Thank him for showing you the error you made. Acknowledge that you can't change what happened. Ask God to use the situation to shape you into the godly person he wants you to be. He can take all of your failures and turn them into something good for his ultimate purpose. That's the beautiful part of being a Christian. All things work together for good. No matter what kind of mistakes you make, and we will make them. You will make them. But God can make good come out of it. See, that's what we can praise him for, because he does good. He can make good come out. Lastly, feel like you missed their calling. There's some people that struggle with guilt because they ignored God's leading many years ago. Just because they ignored his call in the past doesn't mean it's too late. We should confess that sin and receive his forgiveness and commit to follow him going forward. You see, the Lord delights in fixing every broken place in us. He loves to give us a new beginning. Listen to this. Some of his greatest witnesses are people who have made the biggest mistakes. You get that? Guess who I'm going to bring up next? The Apostle Paul. Paul. What was Paul doing? He was on his way to kill Christians. Paul was murdering believers. Before he became an apostle. You see, God loves to redeem situations deemed for his glory. Sunday school lesson, picking on Dean. For his ultimate glory. All things work for his glory. Praise his wonderful name. All things work together. I need four volunteers. It's time for communion.